This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Ratatouille 2.
Ratatouille.
God bless you.
Hachu.
Who decided that that's the one that's like going to represent all sneezes?
Because
people make all kinds of sounds. They go hi ta. They go hu-a-da.
If you're, I like the little ones. those are my favorite.
Yeah, or like the dad ones where they're like,
yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
But who decided that Achu is the one we're going to roll with? Because I feel like I hear that one the least in reality. I don't know if I hear it at all.
I hear it all the time.
Achu, achu, achu. It's
onomatopoeia. Achu! It's
onomatopoeia.
That's the noise you make.
It's just an onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
Who am I? Can you put mystery music over that?
What's mystery music?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Who am I?
What?
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, shit.
Justy Bus.
Okay.
Justy Bus. Why not? I'm riding the Justy Bus today.
Yeah. We all are, in a way.
Yep.
What's the movie that your grandpappy was in?
Oh, he's in a bunch of them.
But the one you sent me just the other day.
It's on YouTube, the whole movie.
Is it good?
It's great. He's in it pretty early on, too. He plays a security guard in that. Ollie Hop Noodles, Haven of Bliss, of course.
Ollie Hop Noodle.
I did some research on it.
That sounds like a brought to you by, actually.
It does. I did some research on it. It's a sequel to A Christmas Story.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's not, it's like made for TV, but it is. It's like an official sequel to that movie in some way.
What?
Yeah. And when I was scrolling
like a
through
shared
it,
universe?
Yeah. Or like one
what?
Of the characters.
Ollie Hop Noodle?
Yeah. 14-year-old Ralph.
Yeah.
Is that the kid from A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
It's him.
Ralphie.
Yeah, it's him. Played by Jerry O'Connell.
What?
Yeah.
Jerry, what year was this?
88.
Wow.
Yeah.
14-year-old Jerry O'Connell. Ollie Hop Noodle. Who's that? Do you have a chocolate factory too?
No. Ollie Hop Noodle's it's a place.
What?
Haven of Bliss. Ollie Hop Noodle's Haven.
Yeah, but who's Ollie Hop Noodle?
I don't fucking know. We gotta watch the movie, find out.
Who is Ollie Hop Noodle?
Who
can ever be sure?
I also found I want to play his clip from Swamp Thing too.
Do it.
Do it
right now. We're talking about grandpappies. It's Father's Day.
Did I send you that?
You showed it to me a long time ago. Many fucking a year ago.
I sent it to Warren the other night. He didn't even know.
What?
Yeah.
Did he know about Hop Noodle?
No.
No?
Nope. Where is? Oh, and then Warren sent me a clip of his grandpappy in a movie that was shot in Portsmouth.
What? What was it?
You could see the focus in my grandfather as he's really following the case in this scene. It's just him as a lawyer, and he's just
looking at it.
Yeah.
Have you read these documents?
Movie also starred Donald Pleasance, which came out in 78, which means Pleasance had just filmed or was just about to film Halloween. He's thinking about that salami sandwich in a brown paper bag she picked for his grandfather. No, what the fuck? I thought that was where the title was. Yeah, here we go. The defection of Simus Kudurka.
They all have weird ass names in them, all these grandpappy movies.
Yeah, he plays Alan Arkin's lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's my grandfather.
In Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, this was from Bali Bop Bug Buggin' Squad Bush Squash.
Here we go.
Of course, Mr. Kingsley, it's the least I can do. Since I owe you my bar, my life, my living, you're not going to foreclose on me, I hope.
You worry too much.
That's Jay. Him.
I know you're good for it.
The Irish fellow?
Knock on yeah. wood.
Knock on wood. Plays it real big. That's the first line. And then they have some speaking scene.
Swamp?
Swamp scene.
What was that? There. Here he is. Punch each other's lights out isn't helping anyone. Come on, Luther, let me get you something for that jaw.
It's not Irish anymore.
Luther's a damn hothead. He doesn't know anything about business.
There we go.
What the hell is this? That's a witch's star.
It's a pentacle. It means good luck.
I know what it is. It's for witchcraft. Now take it and get out.
Jake.
Oh, now, Will, before I have to throw you out.
You just did. Come on, Will.
Yeah.
Don't bring a fucking witch's star into my establishment.
Yeah, I don't know why he was doing an Irish thing at first, though.
He came back to it a little bit.
No,
then,
he didn't.
No? It seemed like he was coming in and out of it.
Well, no, he's Boston by the end.
Okay, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Boston. Irish. We got to make a correction.
Okay.
I'm going to blame it on Blett.
Okay.
So.
I got no problem with that.
Last week, we talked about a news story that was suggested by our friend, name of Blett. And.
Yeah.
It was fake. It was a hoax.
What was it?
The big hoax.
Which one?
The Sweden. Sex, competitive sex as a sport.
Oh.
It was a hoax.
It was like supposed to be an Olympic sport?
Not Olympic, but oh. Like a national sport.
I was going to say, that doesn't really sound real. But in Sweden, you know, if it were to be anywhere.
It's one of those things that's just like weird enough that like.
You could buy it.
Yeah, I could. I could buy it. Like maybe somebody's just really progressive.
It's like when Vin Diesel was gay.
Right. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson sucking his own dick.
Right. Oh, it's one of those things. Yeah. But it actually started, let's see. So there's a Wikipedia post, Sweden sex competition hoax.
Hoax.
In June 2023, numerous news media outlets worldwide, mainly from India, spread a hoax stating that Sweden had officially declared sex a sport and was hosting Europe's first ever sex competition. Several fact-checking organizations and reputable news sources refuted the claim, pointing out the lack of evidence and credibility supporting it. The misinformation circulated on various online platforms. On various news outlets and social media platforms, news claiming Sweden hosting first ever sex competition and Sweden officially declares sex as a sport. That's the one we saw.
Yeah.
Which sounds, it sounds just maybe believable because it's not like on a global scale. It's not an Olympic thing. It's just like, okay, that's a sport. Anything can be a fucking sport. Golf's a sport, then fucking can be a sport.
Yeah.
You know? So, according to the articles, the competition included various categories such as oral sex and claimed that participants from around the world were gathering in Sweden to compete.
The glug-offs.
Canadian newspaper, The Beacon Herald, Times of India, CNBC, TV18, a bunch of these actually reported it on the news and stuff. People believed it for some reason. And it spread all over the freaking place.
We got punked.
Yeah. But it was Brett. So.
I never bought it. I didn't get fooled. But you guys did.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm smart. I know a hoax when I see one. It smelled like a hoax.
Hoax.
Grease. G. R. E-S.
So yeah, it started in January when there was somebody who was like a
Greece.
this guy who's a strip club owner in Sweden actually tried to pursue the classification of sex as a sport and submitted an application to the Swedish Sports Confederation. And that was the end of it. We were just like, no, that's ridiculous. No, that's the origin of it.
Well.
So,
well, yeah.
He was the best guy around.
What about the people he murdered?
What murder?
Come on. What is that?
It's one of the best audio bites I've heard in a long time. It's been circulating for a while. It's from news coverage of John Gotti's trials.
Yeah.
He was the best guy around.
Just some meatball on the street.
Yeah.
In New York talking about how great he was.
Yeah.
And will not cop to the murder part.
Yeah.
He was the best guy around.
What about the people he murdered?
What murder?
I didn't see him
what
do nothing.
What fucking murder? That brings me actually to an idea that I had. I was thinking, there's a show that's on Discovery or something called I Know What I Saw.
I know.
And it's just another one of those shows where people talk about the, you know, paranormal shit that they saw or like the weird things they see in the world. And they're just like, I swear I saw it. I did. I saw that it was listed somewhere and I imagined it as like a Boston version.
Yeah.
I think that would be endlessly entertaining. Same concept. So they just talked to like people from Southie or something.
Yeah.
I know what I fucking saw. I know what I fucking saw. It was right there in front of me. Like, kind of like the Whisker Man.
Yeah.
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 I like that idea. I know what I saw.
I know what the fuck I saw, dude.
I was down
there. You calling me a liar?
Look, I saw a creature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Well, Wendigo.
Part dog, part rat, dog man. Half lion.
A mummy. Could have been a mummy.
Yeah, I saw a mummy down there in the tomb.
I saw a mummy.
I saw the mosh mummy. I saw him rise.
I saw the fucking mosh mummy rise, dude. It's unbelievable. God. I'm moving slow. Had a late night last night. Okay. We got a mump date.
A mump date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mummy update.
Oh, okay. I thought the mumps were coming back. It's like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
Just in time for my birthday.
Yeah. It's the mump season.
Right.
Mumps are in season. This is an article from February. Peru police find pre-Hispanic mummy in ex-delivery man's bag. So police in Peru seized a mummified human between 600 and 800 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
From a former food delivery man who claimed to have had it at his home for 3 decades. The mummy was in an isothermal bag, and they show it here. It's like a DoorDash bag. You know, the DoorDash on the bike?
Yeah.
It's one of those where, or like the pizza bags with the reflections on the inside. Except when you open it, there's a fucking mummy inside. And this 26-year-old dude...
Did he have a tomb? Like a crypt?
That was the crypt. The bag was the crypt.
Okay.
I don't know. So...
How small was this human? This mummy?
It was in the fetal position.
Okay.
And pretty small. But the full size... Like, it's a human size.
Yeah.
He said that the mummy, who he called Juanita, was, quote, like my spiritual girlfriend. At home, she's in my room, she sleeps with me, I take care of her. He said that his father brought the mummy home almost 30 years ago. According to the Ministry of Culture, the pre-Hispanic relic was a mummified adult male, presumably from the eastern area of Puno, a region of the Peruvian Andes. It's not a Juanita, it's a Juan, a specialist at the ministry affirmed, because it's got a cock.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, he thought it was a girl named Juanita.
He thought it was a spiritual girlfriend.
Right. And it looks like a mummy. Yeah. I got to say, like, this is mummy. This is like a classic quintessential skeleton with a bunch of shit stuck to it.
You know what I think would be a good idea?
What?
Hollywood should get their hands on this story.
Yeah.
And they should turn it into a sequel for Lars and the Real Girl.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah. He's on to mummy fucking.
Julio and the Real Mummy.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's Ryan Gosling again.
Yeah, he'd play him.
Same character.
Yeah.
He's real fucked up now.
Yeah.
He just carries a mummy around in a pizza bag. And he probably maybe fucks it.
So the police found the remains in Bermejo's bag on Saturday while patrolling a park in the city of Puno. He'd been hanging out there with his friends. He denied he was trying to sell the mummy and said he was carrying it around because my friends wanted to see it.
Now imagine Ryan Gosling wearing fucking Jeffrey Dahmer glasses, right? Yeah. And he's just wheeling. Hey, he's wheeling around.
You guys want to buy a mummy? And you guys want to buy this mummy?
He's got a wheelchair around, and he's rolling around this fucking mummy boy. And everyone's like, oh, so proud of you. So proud of you for being in this relationship.
It must be hard.
Lars in the mummy, real mummy. Do you ever see the first one?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't remember much of it other than girl came in the box.
Yep, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So that's our mump date. That's mump date number one. I've got another story here. I don't remember what this is.
Hollywood's got to get me in the pitch meeting.
Oh, just Hollywood?
Yeah, they got to call me up and just get me in the pitch.
Yeah, CEO of Hollywood, get pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, from StoryPick/creepy-mummies. 9 facts about mummies that are seemingly insane but true. Number one. Fact number one.
I gotta say, I'll take that job, but after the writer's strike. Okay, continue. Right, I'm sorry, right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm not crossing the picket line. My dad would disown me.
No, of course not.
Kill me.
The mummy of King Ramses II was issued an Egyptian passport.
Wow. Ramses?
You can really dance.
Wow. You can really dance.
You can really dance.
Wow.
The passport listed his occupation as king, deceased. The mummy was received in Paris or around Paris somewhere with a full military honors to benefit a king.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, this one, next one's going to be a real wow.
Okay.
Scientists have discovered 2 Frankenstein mummies.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 Frankenstein mummies in Scotland.
Which tomb did they find this in?
3,000-year-old mummified bodies, one of a male and one of a female, are actually made from the remains of 6 different people, according to DNA tests. Let's see. Where was this? Oh, the link's broken. I couldn't tell you. But I see a picture of them. They're certainly Frankenstein mummies, and I'm kind of scared of them.
Can I see them?
Yeah.
Can see. Oh, my goodness.
That's a Frankenstein mummy right there. Never seen nothing like it.
Let me see here.
You see how many different Frankensteins? Look at the size of that arm bone relative to the rest of the bone. Wow. 3,000-year-old mummy.
He just looks like he's doing one of these.
Yeah, but he's different colored bones, different structure of bones. That's 3 different person bones to make one mummy bone.
Oh, someone built this.
Someone built this mummy. Yeah, that's why it's a Frankenstein mummy.
You think it was alive at one point? They reanimated it with lightning,
and then they mummified it.
Wow!
Oh,
you can really dance.
You can really dance.
Wow.
See, King Tut.
You know
the boy King.
Oh, tell me about Tut.
You ever heard about Tut?
Tell me about Tut.
So you're gonna love this one. King Tut was mummified with a bona.
Yeah, wow.
King Tut's mummy had an erect penis.
Nice. How nice? How good was it?
It was a solid cock, dude. It's like a solid 7 out of 10.
Really?
Though I highly doubt that the spirit of the teen pharaoh had anything to do with it, the people mummifying his body most probably kept the organ on a vertical position. Why is your food for thought?
Why?
Why? Wow. Or he just died with a fucking heart on. You don't know that they just sculpted it. You think they just paper mache'd his cock up?
They probably did.
They did do some fucking weird shit.
Yeah. They probably stuck a fucking... something through his asshole, so somehow they drilled a hole from his asshole to the tip of his cock,
right,
and just shoved something in there.
A bone.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a bone.
Probably.
Let's see. Lord Carnarvon provided the finances for the excavation of Tut's pyramid, that is.
Yeah.
He died from blood poisoning. Only a few months after opening the tomb of the Tut. So he must have given him the jewel.
What?
he had blood poisoning.
No, who poison who blood? Are we talking about? Who?
The guy who bankrolled the Tut's expedition.
Yeah. Well, did he go in? Did he enter the tomb?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. Probably.
If he funded the project,
he probably wanted to see the Tut himself. Yeah. Tut. Tut.
He wanted to see a Tut untouched.
Let's see what else. There's a place in Peru that's full of crouched mummies.
I know.
In Nazca. And last but not least, the Egyptians found antibiotic beer almost 2,000 years back and used it to make better mummies.
What?
They found both antibiotics and a use of antibiotics.
Yeah.
They put it in a fermented grain.
Who's
there? The Egyptians.
Okay.
We're talking about Egyptian mummies.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of mummies.
No.
Yeah.
They're all from Egypt.
No.
What?
No.
Wow. They would start drinking the antibiotic-laced beer around age 2, continuing throughout their lives so that even their mummies were pretty healthy.
My buddy's got a mummy.
Yeah?
Yep.
He's had it for 30 years.
Yep.
He fucks the mummy. He calls it Juanita.
No.
What?
No, he's got one, though. He does. He's got a chest in his house.
Okay.
He does. It's in a chest.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you open it?
If you want to get fucking blood poisoning, die. You get fucking bad blood.
Wow.
It makes you think.
Yeah. Mump day. So we're big fans of Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's smart.
He's, yeah.
He's honest.
He's honest, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, I haven't actually read this article yet, but I just got a notification for this MoneyWise article from MSN.com, MoneyWise.
You know, I was there.
I go on there sometimes, talk stonk.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It has a fucking fantastic title, this article. And it's a quote from former governor, former frogman.
He's once a frogman, always a frogman. Yeah,
former governor, fighter.
Yep.
Jesse Ventura, quote, "I ran the 80-pound jackhammer." That's it.
I was there.
I saw that jackhammer.
I was operating the jackhammer at the time.
I trained for days.
At the time of the incident. Were you there? I was there.
I'm going to blow the lid off of this thing.
Because he interrupts people when he talks. That's what I was getting at.
I know he does.
That's what I was getting at.
So he ran the 80-pound jackhammer. This article is basically about Jesse Ventura talking shit. 71-year-old Jesse Ventura.
Ventura.
Talking shit about billionaires.
Oh, yeah. Hit it.
He doesn't like them.
Hit it.
There should not be one billionaire in America.
Yep.
It's a fact.
None. And I'll tell you why. Because there is nobody that works hard enough to earn $1 billion.
He's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But before we continue with this, I need to describe what he looks like. He's at some kind of a con, but he's sitting in a director's chair, yep. You know? And he's got standard good old-fashioned American blue jeans on.
Yeah.
A pretty sizable fanny pack. He's holding a Fiji water.
Yeah. Fiji, it's the only one he trusts.
And he's wearing one of those, Native American...
Once he runs out of Fiji, he knows it's time to come back from the Baja.
I don't know what that means.
Will Sasso is doing a Jesse Ventura impression.
What's the Baja?
That's what he's like. He's like, I live down in the Baja.
What the fuck is a Baja?
It's fantastic.
So it's like one of those buckskin coats with all the tassels on him, you know? He's got sunglasses on inside. And his U.S. Navy SEAL.
What's his hair looking like? Is it extra long?
It's full-blown Crypt Keeper at this point.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's just stringy. Yeah, it looks like a mess of cobwebs. It's gross.
I like Crypt Keeper hair. That's
that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's totally what it is at this
that's
point.
That's good. I'm going to use that.
And my argument is this. The two jobs I did in my life that were physically the most demanding and mentally the most difficult that I ever did paid me the least amount of money.
I should mention he's vibrating his leg pretty good.
He's got places to be.
Yeah.
One was going through Buds, and I challenge any billionaire to put up with 6 weeks of that shit at $62 every 2 weeks, you know? And the second was right before I went in the Navy. I had a job with the Minnesota Highway Department, a couple bucks above minimum wage.
Yeah.
I worked for the bridge crew, and you know what my job was? I worked a four-day work week, 10 hours a day, so I could have Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the weekend.
The weekend.
You're 18. Of course you're going to do that.
Of course.
But I worked 40 hours in 4 days on the bridge crew, and guess what I did? Ran the 80-pound jackhammer. I challenge any billionaire to run the jackhammer for 40 hours 1 week and tell me he works harder than that. No, he doesn't. That's why I believe there should not be a billionaire in the world.
Yeah, he's right.
He's totally right. I agree with the fella. Now it makes sense. You know how he's always kind of like shaken?
Yeah.
Like he's wavy in his head motion. It's from all those years of running the 80-pound jackhammer.
That's it, yeah.
Fucked up his skeleton.
Well, now he hangs upside down like a bat after workout.
That's
so
right.
He's pretty good now, but at that time, the time of the speech.
Right, the times of the speech.
I love that guy. I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to regret it. I'm going to vote for him in the fucking general, too.
He's gone viral on TikTok.
Yeah?
With that video.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
My wife does the internet for me. I don't really know how to do it.
He doesn't care. It's not his first brush with fame.
If you're not keen on the idea of running a jackhammer for 40 hours a week.
I'd like to see Bill Gates on a jackhammer. I'd like to see Donald Trump operate a forklift.
How many wives did he have?
How many wives has he had? Oh, man.
That's pretty much all that matters in this article. Okay.
I was there.
Okay. Listen.
Okay.
Did you get good grades?
In elementary school, yes.
Okay.
And then when I became punk.
Right.
On my 15th birthday. Yeah. When my dad said, okay, you can be punk now. That didn't happen. Yeah. No. I did okay. Even in high school,
You get by.
Yeah.
But I heard you were you were a standout student in one particular category.
Yeah. Yeah. It's several.
But you got statues.
So yeah, the statues for sure. Yeah.
You got statues.
Yep. I'm like the Aquila and the Bee is actually about me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you that.
You're Aquila?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm not.
Okay.
But maybe Aquila is loosely based off me.
Yeah. Aquila and the Bee?
The Bee. Actually, I was the Bee.
Okay.
I am the Bee. The end of the day.
I am the Bee.
I am the Bee.
The bee is not me.
No, I got to come clean. I'm the bee. The bee is about me. The thing is, I own the rights to the bee.
Yeah.
So that's why I was...
Is it true you invented Spelling Bee?
Yeah, I was executive producer on the film.
Okay.
I am the bee.
I am the bee.
I am the bee.
That's going to be the title of your memoir right there.
Really makes you think.
It does. I am bee. So I've heard you can spell shit good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
I heard you're pretty good at spelling stuff, so we're going to prove it. We're going to put your spelling skills to the test.
Okay.
Once and for all, who's the master?
Can you put who Wants to Be a Millionaire stuff on it? Sure, yeah. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Regis!
Can you do a Regis? Try.
I can't remember how Regis talks.
Well, that's offensive.
Remember how Regis talks.
It's offensive what you just said.
I can't remember. It's been so long.
Ow!
Oh!
That's my Regis.
Regis!
Ow!
Ow!
He never did that, but...
Oh!
Yeah, he did. He did it all the time.
Oh!
Conan!
Oh! Hoda!
Pretty good. I like getting people to do impressions that they can't do.
Yeah. It really does make you think.
It's fun. I can't do a Christopher Walken. I've tried for years, but I have an attempt at a Christopher Walken that I think is better. Yeah.
Everybody does.
I think it's better than if it was good.
Right.
Wow. That's it. That's all I got.
You can really dance.
Wow. I don't want it to get any better, so let's drop it.
What were we talking about? The spelling bee? Just say you're good at spelling. Why did we talk about...
I am the bee.
Oh, Regis.
Not the bumblebee, the spelling bee.
The bee. Spelling
bee.
You want to spell a word? Here it is. Yeah, yeah. First word. How do you spell... Penguin.
Penguin.
Yeah. Sound it out.
P.
Yep.
A.
Yep.
N.
Yep.
J.
What?
W. I. N.
Penguin.
Penguin.
You can't make it work.
Huh?
Penguin. Penguin. You're right.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Right on the money. How about this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Actually, you want to do the music in real time?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get in the zone. Here we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
I just wanted straight up Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, that's copyrighted, so.
Is it? Yeah. We did it once, though. Do we get blasted for it?
I don't think so. No, we just did the sound effect.
We did the music too, because there were like three different choices.
Oh, that was for Pomp Quiz,
yeah,
or something. Wow. Okay, well, we're gonna use this one.
Okay.
Word number
two.
How do you spell chicken?
Chicken. C.
Yep.
H.
Yeah.
I.
Yep.
K.
Yep.
K.
Yep.
U.
Yep.
N. Chicken.
100%. A+.
Yep. Sound it out. When in doubt, sound it out.
Okay. Correct.
I know.
Number three. Are you ready?
I'm focused.
Sneaker.
Oh my goodness. Sneaker. Snee.
Snee.
Sneaker. S.
Yep.
M.
Yep.
E.
Yep.
K.
Yep.
A. R. Sneaker.
Sneaker. Correct.
I know.
Next word. Forgot what number.
Doesn't matter.
How do you spell rooster?
Rooster? Pass.
Okay. Next word. How do you spell library?
Ooh. 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 L. Library.
Yeah. Library.
I don't want to get disqualified.
No, you got it.
Library. Can you use it in a sentence?
My favorite TV show is Quiet Library from MTV.
Okay.
From the year 2006.
Okay. Library.
Does that help?
L. Y. E.
Yep.
B.
Yep.
R. I. R. E.
B. R. I. Library. Okay. Yep. That's accurate.
Yeah.
Correct. Wow, I know. You're 0 for whatever it is.
One. No, I'm 5 out of 5.
5 for 5.
Or something. Whatever.
0 for 5 is good, right? In a batting?
No.
Next question. How do you spell? This is a hard one. House.
House. H. O.
Oh, wow.
W.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
S.
Yep.
House.
Correct.
I know.
Next word. How do you spell? Party.
Party. Party. P. A.
Yep.
R.
Yep.
D.
Correct.
E. E.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew you'd get it.
Party.
Correct. Next question. How do you spell?
These are getting hard.
Yeah. How do you spell? This is really tough. Banana.
Banana. Banana. Banana. Banana. Banana. Banana. Banana. B-U-H.
Yep.
N-A-N. U-H. Banana.
Yeah.
Banana.
Banana. Banana. First word.
Banana.
Banana. Correct. Next question.
Banana.
That's correct. Next question.
Yeah.
How do you spell? Moose.
Moose. M. Moose.
Yep.
M. Moose.
Moo. Moo. Moo.
Moose.
Moo.
Don't try to trick me. Don't try to trick
me. I'm not. I wouldn't.
Don't try to trick me.
I'm an official for the
Moose.
The board.
Moose. M. Moose.
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 Moose. M.
Moose.
M. U. S. Moose.
Yes. Absolutely right.
Moose.
Moose. And we got one more.
Okay.
How do you spell? Paint.
Paint. Paint. I always confuse this one and pant.
They're close.
Very close.
Yeah.
What is a pant? Paint.
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 Paint. Paint.
Yeah.
P.
Yep.
A.
Yeah.
Y.
Yep.
N.
Yep.
T. Paint.
Okay. Correct.
I know.
So you win.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You get a trophy?
No, I knew I was going to. It's not. What? It's just not even a challenge for me.
What?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I don't believe you, first of all.
I did good.
I know.
I'm going to be a teacher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so one of these days.
So
it's my dream. I'm going to teach gorillas, though.
How to spell?
Yeah. I'm training a team of cocos.
Okay. We got two things to do. Two of them.
I didn't do it earlier.
Yeah, okay. You're holding
saving
that
it,
in.
I'm saving it.
Well, I'm going to let you take the reins for these next two.
Two.
I'm sleepy.
Sleepy Joe over here.
I'm Sleepy Joe.
He's failing the country.
I'm trying to hold it together, you know?
Yep.
Doi. Two, let's see, which order do we do it in? Okay, how about this? First, update.
Oh, shit.
It's been a while, but we like to tap into the Twitter sphere.
I don't have Twitter anymore.
Use a browser.
Jose Canseco.
We like to see what Jose Canseco's been talking about on Twitter. It's usually a fun and a wild ride.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Some big developments in the big bad baseball boys.
I'm trying to remember where we left off.
World. It's been 1 week since you left. It's been 1 week since
Wow. There's a lot, and it's good.
Okay.
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah, we were at the like Home Run Derby, I think, last time, right? In February.
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. March 6th. Whatever you do, do not come to Fletcher Jones Mercedes in Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
Especially for a trader that will give you the lowest value of your car possible.
He's always so hurt.
Yeah,
he's embattled.
But when he enjoys a place, he tweets about that, too.
Yeah, but not as much, and so he doesn't have as much fun.
So just give him good service, you know?
Yeah, basically. You better give him good service, because he knows a guy.
He'll blast you on Twitter, and it'll matter. It'll affect your business.
It will.
A lot. March 10th. Trying on glasses and new contact lenses at Alex Corbin.
Okay. Was that an advertisement?
No.
Sounds like an ad.
Let's see. March 22nd. He's selling something. A product.
Oh, imagine that.
If you've ever wanted an authentic signed syringe from the godfather of steroids, now is your chance to buy directly at the following link.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, let's check out how...
Man, and he's a spokesperson for Big Steroid.
$99.
For a signed syringe.
Yep. Because he's the godfather of steroids.
So he's selling... signed syringes.
Yes, for $99. And they're still available. It probably will be forever. March 30th. A couple of months ago, 58-year-old with a knee bad enough that I am going in for total replacement.
He's only 58?
Ryan Harvey, get ready. I don't know what that means.
He likes to start fights on Twitter and then go and box them.
Yeah.
Just whoever wants to.
Also March 30th. Just bought a Mercedes from Auto Nation in Vegas. Jose Cruz gave me a great deal on my trade-in. Good people. Bob, the manager, also did a great job. Auto Nation of Gibson in Las Vegas.
So I'm wondering if I can see him just like strutting into the Mercedes dealership.
Yeah.
And being like, you know who I am. You're going to give me a good deal, a very high trade-in.
Look, my car's got 300,000 miles on it.
You're going to give me...
It was driven by Jose Canseco.
Exactly.
The godfather of steroids.
That's right. So if you got to do this for me, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Right.
I'll make a Twitter post about you. People respond to my Twitter posts.
Oh, yeah.
They see these things, and it'll change things for you.
Big increase in business. March 31st. I had a headache, so I pulled my brain out of my head and put it in my pocket and told it to calm down.
Oh, my God.
April 7th.
Really makes you think.
Really does. April 7th, Big Five Sporting Goods, please have corporate contact me. I had an incident at your Dublin store.
Oh, God. What was the store?
Big Five Sporting Goods.
He went in there and started playing catch with the weights. Throwing him up in the air and catching him, and one of them smashed his big toe, and he's gonna blame it on the store.
April 25th. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
You can really dance.
I just had my teeth done at Cal Dental USA. I was dumb. I was a Cal Dent.
Cal Dent.
Cal Dental USA.
You're gonna do my teeth for free. I'll post about you.
Thanks again for everything. 5-star service. April 30th. Be kind to people who deserve it and destroy those people who oppose kindness.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I respect that.
Destroy them.
Destroy them.
May 21st. Is this Johnny Carson? Or is this a different person? Oh no. Okay, here we go. This is good. This is good. Okay. Sorry. This is clarity right above it.
Okay.
May 24th, a big happy birthday to John Carson. May 24th, happy birthday, John Carlson. May 25th, I think tomorrow I'm going to identify with a tree frog.
Identify with a tree frog?
With one. I think he was trying to make a bad comment. But he used the wrong... I think he meant to say as instead of with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because he's in his 50s. That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is why you should need a license to use Twitter.
Yeah, I agree. They should be vetted.
Yeah.
by me. I'll let all Jose's fly though.
Jose, he's earned it. He's the godfather of steroids.
That's right. That's right. His brain is didn't work no great.
Well, he took it out of his head and he left it he forgot about it in his pocket. Put it through the wash.
June 7th, spend your best times dreaming.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, you can really sleep.
June 7th, your best life will be done dreaming.
What? Is he going senile or something?
June 7th, no boundaries when you live in your dreams.
Oh my goodness.
21 hours ago, Aaron and Jose want to say happy Father's Day to everyone, especially Amber's father, but definitely not A-Rod because he is a mother F.
He's still going up against A-Rod.
He is a mother F.
Wow, he hates him.
21 hours ago, some aliens visited me and told me where I could find a family of Bigfoot they want to adopt me.
I believe him.
21 hours ago, I'm back.
Thank God. Just that?
That's it. That's we're caught up.
Wow.
That's a lot of good stuff, except for that one thing.
Yeah. That's update for the week.
Update.
Big slugger. Big time Louisville slugger. So, all right. We're going to close the show out with a segment that doesn't really have a name, but we're going to read some song lyrics.
Okay.
So if you want to pull up a song.
No, I'm pulling up.
This came on, I don't remember why. It came on the TV, on the YouTube. I think we were watching early 2000s music videos.
Mm-hmm.
And this song came up, and I wasn't really familiar with it, I don't think. I didn't really recognize it, because I would remember this. A song called Real Big by Manny Fresh. And the song lyrics really struck a chord with me.
Oh yeah, this is good.
Yeah,
this is nice.
This will really make you think. So you want to read it?
Yeah, I get to listen to the song after though. After.
Okay.
Real Big by Manny Fresh. You ready?
Yeah.
House real big, cars real big,
mm-hmm.
Dick real big.
Yeah.
Everything real big.
Of course.
Rims real big.
Yeah.
Pockets real big.
Wow.
Rings real big.
Okay.
Let me tell you how I live. Like that. Buy that. 24s ride that. Ladies, gentlemen, gangsters, pimps, bitches, hoes, stunners, shiners. I'm rich, bitch. I'm a fucking big timer.
Big timer. So let's go back to the beginning. He likes these big things. All right.
Everything's that, big with this guy.
Rims.
This thing's pretty self-explanatory.
What about rings real big?
He's got big fingers that look like fucking sausages.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it could be cock rings.
Probably, yeah, that too.
They're big because he's already said he's got a big dick. Real big dick.
Right.
Like that, buy that, 24s ride that, make, you know, self-explanatory.
Right, right.
Okay, that checks out. What's a big timer? Let's see.
Big Timers is a group, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Is that a Lil Brain and stuff?
I don't know.
Big Timers. Birdman. Manny Fresh. These were Cash Money Records. Juvenile. Back that ass up.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Okay. I got that work. Hood Rich. All right. Rich Gang. Okay.
Okay.
Designer Caskets. So.
Right.
Verse.
King of the Hood. Everything wood. Look like a forest in that bitch. And I'm a put. Matching sofa set. Big open deck. Hardwood floors in that bitch that connect from the front to the back, buddy. Top that, 615s in the motherfucking deck. Push that button. Microwave oven. I think it should be microwave open.
He pushed the button. Microwave open.
Yeah,
it would make sense.
I'm just getting started, pimp. You ain't seen nothing. Is that a fish tank burrowed in the middle of the dash? Yeah, pimp. Pimpin'. Put your fingers on my glass.
I like the idea of calling somebody simply pimpin'.
Yeah.
Yeah, pimpin'.
Got a 2-lane bowling alley up in the truck. And on the other side of bed if she wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
Clap off lights when you get an affection. Clap on lights when you find the protection. Now where in the world wide world of gator
What? No, nowhere in the wide, wide world of Gator. And there's no annotation on
no,
that.
No, now where?
Oh.
In the wide, wide world of Gator.
Yeah.
Can you find a truck with a plush elevator?
What? What's the wide, wide world of Gator?
I don't know.
Is that Florida? That sounds like a name for Florida.
Oh, yeah, bro. Or Louisiana.
Louisiana. I looked up, I Googled Wide Wide World of Gator, and this song is the only thing that's coming up. How about just simply Wide World of Gator? Just real big lyrics. Real fucking big lyrics.
Where's he from? Just look that up.
New Orleans.
Louisiana.
And yeah, and his father was DJ Sabu.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow. Okay, then the chorus again. You want me to read it? It's about having a big dick, everything big.
Yeah, I need to hear it again.
House real big, cars real big, dick real big, everything real big, rims real big, pockets real big, rings real big. Let me tell you how I live. Like that, buy that, 24s ride that, ladies, gentlemen, gangsters, pimps, bitches, hoes, stunners, shiners. I'm rich, bitch. I'm a fucking big timer.
What's a shiner?
People with black eyes. Or no, people that can shine, like Danny Torrance.
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, it's got the shining.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, what's Dick?
Shiner.
Dick Halloran? Is that the guy that he could shine with? Scatman Crothers?
Oh, yeah.
Dick Halloran, right?
I think, yeah, it sounds right.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Just specifically those two people.
Yeah, there's only two definitions, a person or thing that shines.
Yeah.
And a black eye slang.
That's right. Here I come so right.
Right on.
In the shoes so wide.
Dynamite.
He's got wide feet.
Me too.
Wow, and a wide dick.
Yeah.
And wide fingers. Cause
everything real wide.
Everything big. Everything big with this guy.
Real wide.
Hey, I'll peep the outfit. Wait a minute. Hold up, just a big dick.
Back up, working with a monster.
Now, everybody knows I got the shiniest clothes.
Is that a shine? He's a shiner. There you go.
And everybody knows who got the baddest hoes.
It says me. I gotta say. It says me in parentheses, so I'm reading that.
Then white boys go wild. He's my idol. And black boys say, black boys say, dude holding the title. As the king of the... It doesn't say those anymore.
I know, but I like it.
Okay. As the king of the South, work it in and out. And a buddy still pimp white teeth up in his mouth.
Yeah.
I'm the truth from the boot, shoddy.
I'm the truth from the boot.
What you want to see? I ain't got to get money, man. Money get me. Yeah, pimping still blinding.
Bling.
Keep a Steve Harvey lining.
Edge it up. Oh, his hair.
Yeah. And I'm leather reclining.
Laid back.
With the music alpining.
He's got an Alpine brand stereo system in his car.
Yeah. And then the chorus thing. I don't want to read the chorus
again.
Yeah,
you don't need to.
Two's enough times.
Two.
How about verse three?
Move, ho. I ain't playing. Landing the projects in a big jet plane.
Yeah.
Roll out. In an old ass Chevy van.
Out of the jet plane.
Right.
Yeah.
With your baby mama cooking rookie.
What?
With your baby mama cooking rookie.
Cooking rookie.
Because I can.
Hey, you been cooking rookie or?
You cooking rookie over there?
Wait, I need to look up cooking rookie. No, not a thing.
No?
It's just their cooking shows about rookies making cookies.
Huh. I do it on the real, your bitch jockin' stunna grill. I do it on the real, your bitch jogging, stun a grill.
The line's so nice, you gotta say it twice.
About to clown, put it down, y'all, swing my nuts.
I was just swinging my nut.
Show y'all buddies how to do donuts. Round and round and round.
Skirt, stop. This is the part where I give my phone number to all the girls that's hot.
Dial 976, that outside dick, or 874 deep down in your throat.
What?
Have you ever seen a big stretch truck like that?
What? Wow.
Now, have you ever seen a big bitch butt like that? Badonkadonk all out of her pants with a bow-legged cowboy stance.
Yeehaw.
And I think with a line like that, it's appropriate to do the chorus just one last time.
Yeah, but wait, we needed to unpack a couple things.
Okay.
Here. Dial 976 that outside dick or 874 deep down in your throat.
Right. I don't know.
He's got a burner. You get two phone numbers depending on which place you want the dick to go. Outside or down in your throat.
Okay. And then you just dial those three pagers.
He has two pagers.
Okay.
So you dial those three numbers.
Is that how pagers work?
Yeah, and then he knows. Okay, I got a throat.
Is that how pagers work?
Yeah.
It is? I never had used one.
What do you mean?
Like, how do you do it? How do you page somebody?
They would have a phone number. You call the number, and then it beeps or plays a something to let you know that you should type in your phone number.
Yeah.
So you type it in, and then you hang up, and then your phone number comes up on the beeper.
Oh.
You've been paged.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Scooby had a beeper.
Scooby?
Scooby had a beeper.
You ripping butts with Scooby?
Yeah, in the Mosh.
I've been beeping beeps with Scooby down Mosh.
No, he had one in first grade.
Did he?
Yeah, it wasn't his, but he had one.
He stole it. I love it.
He's a little bandit. He's like Aladdin.
Sneaky Scooby. So, did you read it already? No, you didn't.
No.
That was the only question that I had, I think.
Yeah, I already closed it, so, you know, two's enough.
Okay.
Two's good.
Okay, badonka donk. Okay.
Not bad.
Let's see. So, you want to hear it?
Yeah. As much as we can play without getting...
Can't play much. House real big, cars real big, belly real big, everything real big, ribs real big, pockets real big, rings real big. Let me tell you how I live. That fine, that 24's right, that ladies, gentlemen, gangsters, pimps, mamas, daddies, stunners, shiners, rich snitch. I'm a real big time, a king of the hood. All right, everything is hood. Look like a forest in the. You got it.
Yeah.
Midnight Club 3. Soundtrack dub edition. So
it's no Mystical, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's better when it's uncensored. Smacks Uzumaki is a new rapper. Smacks Uzumaki, okay. Trap Till the Sun Go Down. All right,
yeah, why not?
Mac Jones. All right, well.
Back then, old D won't be down my old Obi. Back then, old D won't be down my old Obi. Yeah, be bo 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 bo. Sitting on 4-4, repping bo bo's.
Repping bo bo's. Repping bo bo. Dick real big.
House real big. Belly real big. Spaghetti real big.
He was showing it in the music video.
I'm sure he was.
All the things that were big that he had. Big house. He had a big cell phone. It was like the size of his arm.
He bought about 15 cars on that video.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's all I got. You got anything else?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
Clit real big. Titty real big. Shit real big. Everything real big.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. I'll have more energy next week and I'll do better.
I did great. So
yeah, you were fine. So I appreciate you listening, and our website is what now?
coolparents.co.
And what's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
You can hit our links in the episode description, okay? That's all we need to say. Patreon, though, we gotta tell you about that. $3 or $5 if you're feeling nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And you get all kinds of bonus stuff. We just put those yearbook photos up.
Let's send out some new liquids. New batch of liquids.
New batch of liquids. Okay.
We've been talking about it for a while. You might as well pull the trigger on these liquids.
Yeah, let's get a list together of liquid.
All right.
A liquid list. And we'll try to make something that's not going to turn into a paste or a putty or dissolve into nothing. You know, dick real big.
House real big.
Liquid real big. Everything real big.
Fork real big.
So that's probably it. I mean, TikTok, cool_parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. We'll see you next time. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Bus.
Bus. Fuck the world.
Bus.
Fuck a bus. Or just bus, yeah.
Bus.
Bus.
I must bus.
I simply bus. Terrence.